And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
The final budget passed by the House and Senate last week has many flaws, and some of them are stunningly indefensible. The budget not only cuts almost $1 million out of the office of Governor Roy Cooper while giving Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest a new administrative position, it cuts $10 million out of the Department of Justice, headed by Democratic Attorney General Josh Stein. The budget also restricts where Stein can make the cuts, leaving him no choice but to lay off more than 120 attorneys, making it difficult for the office to defend the state in lawsuits and to protect consumers. The cuts to the AG's office were not in the House or Senate budget. They just appeared out of nowhere after budget negotiators headed into their back rooms. The whole episode is a disgrace, and the partisan and spiteful cuts will hurt North Carolina more than Attorney General Stein. The cuts need to be restored before lawmakers adjourn. This is not the way to run a government. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.